Good. So I don't know, this will be happening more often, I think. I don't know, post-Meyer physics or something. It's a nice idea. So it's a beautiful Maharal that talks about why a marble. Roshan has a lot of other tools, plenty of ways he could have just destroyed the world. Why choose a marble? So the Medrash, the Mechilta Mishmal says, why did the Roshan split the Yamsuf? So there's two opinions. One is by Avram Vayibaka Atzeola, because the chus that Avram cut he chopped the wood in half with the Al-Qaeda. So because of that, Vayibaku Amayim, right? So the water splits. The Medrash then gives another explanation. That's that by Yosef, the Pasuk says by Yonas Yotze Achutza, right? So he ran outside, and he spoke to Divar, so the Pasuk says by Raha Hayam Yanos. Right? So the Yam saw it and it ran also. So the Maharal says, what's the pshat? What does Avram and Yosef have to do with the Kriyas Yamsuf? So he says that both of them found themselves in scenarios where they had a desire to do something or not to do something, and they went against that nature, right? They said, Avram wants to save his son. Instead, does what Shalom says. Yosef obviously wants to be with Ashes Potiphar, and he's Shvir Samidos. He goes against his nature. So too, says Ribbono Shalom, and that's the chus, I'll go against my nature. Right? The nature will the sea will split. So says the Maharal, same shot with the Mabo. The world, he says, the world is 70-75% water. Right? But the natural way the world is, don't tell the environmentalists, the natural way for the world is to be kulo water. Kulo water. Everywhere. Just water. How do we know? Because the Torah says, Vatei Hayabasha. Right? It took on the day 3 the Boshom to pull the water away. Right? And now you saw Yabasha, meaning the world was created with water everywhere. It's only when the Ribbono Shalom decides to pull back, as it were, right, to sort of change the natural order, that now land is available on Earth. And that's why we say when we wake up in the morning, Rokaha Aretz Al Hamayim. Right? The Ribbono Shalom put land on where there was supposed to be water. Right? So if that's true, what happened to Dora Mabel? Well, Dora Mabel says, it's a group generation that says, I'm uninterested in Shvirat Midos, so I'll do whatever I feel. And if it feels good, do it. Right? I do what I like. Well, Shlom says, really? You're not interested in any way at controlling yourself? You have no interest in Shvirat Midos and deciding, you know what, maybe that I'm not going to do, even though I really like to. So it's okay, so Mida connected Mida. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the same thing. I'll let go. I'll stop controlling myself, as it were. I'll let things go, and that will allow the water to just go. And that's exactly what happened to Mama. Everybody Roth back said once. He said, maybe that's Pshat also. We say that Zivugim, Kosher Zivugim, Kekriyas Yamsuf. Because we always say it means it's hard to make a shidduch, because like it's like a nace to make a shidduch. So no, relationships are like Kriyas Yamsuf. Why? Relationships require what? Shvir Samidos. A person to go into the nature. I don't want to take out the garbage. I don't want to go visit these people. Right? Wife wants that, and you don't want that. Okay, and sometimes you want something, she doesn't want it. And that's what relationships are all about. It's deciding to go against my nature. And I think it's true also that being Ben Yeshiva requires, obviously, Shvir Samidos. It requires a person to say sometimes, you know what? I'd rather do something else. Hopefully most of the time, I just feel excited and good and positive. But sometimes not. Sometimes I don't want to stay the extra 5 minutes. Sometimes I don't want to, right? And I'm going to do it anyways, right? Sometimes there's a guy, right, who's new in the yeshiva, who's not sitting with Chevra. And I say, you know what? It's awkward. It's uncomfortable. I'm going to say hello. I don't know the guy. Or it's weird. And you say, but I'm going to do it anyways because it's the right thing to do. Right? That's a Shvir Samidos, which is hard and it's difficult to do. But it's the most rewarding. And it's those moments when you give the little extra, you push a little more, you stay a little bit, right? And you say, you know what? It's not what I really want to do. It's not really what I want to do. But I know it's what the emotion wants from me. I do it anyways. That's when, right? That's when it pays off. And that's when the emotion says back, Mida Kadega Mida, you did a little extra for me, I'll do a little extra for you. We are beginning now as man. Now, Ella was fun. Ella was exciting. Ella was sporadic. And Ella wasn't a lot of work going on. Right? Now is the time when we begin the Zman where we have to a little bit push. Right? We're going to have a lot of time. Mirat Hashem, it's a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. But it also has those small opportunities to push a little extra. A little more than I feel comfortable. Going out of my comfort zone a little bit for somebody else. Right? Those moments, those small, not recognizable moments of Shri Samidos, that we really, really create tremendous alumnus for ourselves. And in Mirat Hashem, we do so, Yibon Hashem, we pay us in the same way. Wishing everybody great hatzlacha. Have a wonderful night. Thanks, man.